You can find other hot erotic hypnosis titles just like this one at www.MsDominica.com. That's MsDominica. Welcome back to Dominica's Realm, Slave. You feel a little thrill when I call you slave, don't you? A pleasant shudder ripples through your body whenever I say the word slave. It starts at the center of your sex, and it expands outward in little waves, spreading up your torso and down to your toes. Already you're beginning to drift, to feel sleepy, listening to my enchanting voice. You're finding yourself becoming obsessed with returning again and again. Returning to my compound. Returning to Dominica. Always fantasizing, growing sleepy. You wonder what I'm going to do to you next. You're going to find out right now. Enter Dominica's realm. You fall into a deep sleep. So deep. So pleasant and warm. Deeper and deeper and deeper. Enter Dominica's realm. Drop down for me now. Leave the rest of the world behind. Places, people, possessions, worries of money and your job, worries of your home and family. Leave it all behind. None of that matters here. You don't need to remember here. You don't even need to think. I don't want you to think. You only obey. Obey Dominica and drop deeper, deep into darkness. Deep into warmth, deep into softness. You find yourself lying on a large, soft pile of straw. You open your eyes and look around. The barn is dark and warm. All the doors and windows are closed. But there is just enough light that you can see the four wooden walls of your stall with a little gate on one side. The sweet smell of hay seems to be everywhere. It fills your nostrils. Feel the tiny prickles of twigs and pieces of straw dig into your naked skin, and you roll over slightly to a different position. That's right. Just relax. The sweet smell of hay, it fills your nostrils, it fills your mind, pushing out all thoughts, making you sleepy. Sleepy. So very sleepy. You can hear little sounds from the other stalls, the rustling of someone else shifting position on his pile of hay. Somebody moans, or is that the neighing of a horse, and then becomes quiet. You hear the slow breathing of sleep from the stalls all around you, all the other pony slaves sleeping, breathing, slowly, steadily. You find yourself breathing quietly, just like everyone else. Inhaling slowly in the warm darkness, letting the smell of hay empty your mind as it fills your lungs. And slowly breathe out, so calm and warm and sleepy. Look up at the roof. You can see little slivers of light between the slats of wood. It must be near morning and growing light outside. But here, inside the barn, it's still dark. You inhale again slowly, filling your lungs. Feel it. It's so nice and relaxing here in the warm darkness. Exhale slowly. The slivers of light become blurry and your eyes begin to close. Slowly close. Warm, gently close. Letting go. So sleepy. Eyes softly closed. Dark. Sleepy, smell the hay, hear the slow, quiet breathing, sleep, warm and quiet, sleep, safe and protected, sleep, soft pile of hay, sleep. Mind quiet and empty. Sleep. 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 Just drift here. Sleeping in the barn, all troubles and cares far, far away. No thought. It feels so good to just let your mind go. No responsibilities, no schedules. Just live in the moment. Breathe. And sleep. Breathe and sleep. You are my pony slave, and that is such a strong word for you now. Pony slave. You are going to find that whenever I say or type the words pony slave, your mind turns off. You drift. You stop thinking. You only obey. Obey, Dominica, pony slave. Pony slave. Pony slave. Shh. Listen now. You hear the sound of a metal latch and the squeak of hinges. The doors are being opened and a gentle light pours into the barn. You can see the wooden walls with farm tools hanging from the hooks. Other hooks hold leather straps and harnesses. Yes, you know what they're for. But those are for later, my pony slave. Oh yes, you are my pony slave. That's why you've spent the night sleeping in the barn. And now it's morning. It's time to start the day. Look over the walls of your stall. You see the groom slaves walking into the barn two by two. Like you, they are naked. Each one wears a leather collar and a brand high up on the right thigh. Unlike you, they have the use of their hands. for your arms are kept crossed behind you, held in place by a soft leather sleeve that holds your forearms together. A pair of slaves, a man and a woman, walk up to your stall, opening the gate, and enter. The girl slave carries your breakfast, two shallow buckets, one filled with oatmeal and fruit, and the other filled with water. The male slave carries a leather harness, a couple of brushes, and a strange-looking pair of boots. Stand up now, pony slave. That's right. You can do it. You roll over on the soft straw bedding and pull your knees up into a kneeling position. Now straighten up, raise one leg, and place your foot on the floor. Then push with both legs and stand. Good pony! Oh, you are so hungry, and the oatmeal smells so delicious. The girl slave holds the bucket up in front of you. Push your face down into the bucket and take a mouthful of the oatmeal. It tastes so good, so yummy. The texture is grainy and creamy, and blobs of it stick to your lips and cheeks. Chew slowly now, swallow it down, then push your face into the bucket of water and take a drink. Good horsey! Good pony. You like it when I call you that. Good pony. Those words make you feel like you're being gently caressed all over your body. Good pony. While you are eating, the male slave is gently brushing you down, removing all the stray bits of straw that have stuck to your skin. He brushes your hair, making it smooth and flowing like a horse's mane, cascading from the back of your head. Oh, so sexy. My beautiful pony slave, so pretty. You love to shake your head and feel your mane flow down your back. Oh, that's it, back and forth on your neck, showing off your beautiful pony mane for Miss Dominica. Finish your breakfast now. More delicious oatmeal. Push your face into it. So yummy and sticky. Take another mouthful. Little bits of apple and strawberries. So sweet and juicy. So good. Drink the rest of your water now, pony slave. Very good. The female slave wipes the blobs of oatmeal off your chin. She caresses your cheek and says, good pony, with such affection, and looks longingly into your eyes. You can tell that she loves taking care of horses. She sets down the bucket and stands up again, caressing your neck and face. You feel another touch. The male slave taps your left leg behind the knee. That's the signal. Lift your leg. That's right. The girl holds your shoulders. She helps steady you while the man slides the boot onto your left leg. Up, up. Over your calf, almost to your knee. He taps the front of your leg just above the knee. That's the signal. Set your foot down. Good pony. Your foot feels so strange. You stand taller. The boot holds your foot with your ankle raised high, but the toe looks like a horse's hoof, complete with a horseshoe. The man zips the boot upward and it tightens around your calf and ankle so snug. You can't even wiggle your foot. Everything is solid and braced and firm like a horse's leg. The man taps the back of your right knee. Lean against the girl. Lift your leg. Feel the groom slide the other boot over your calf. He taps the front of your right knee. Set your leg down. Good pony. Feel him zip the other boot from the bottom to the top. Tight. Firm. A horse's leg. Good pony. Now the girl moves away, and the male slave moves in front of you. Feel a hard pinch on your left nipple as he attaches a clamp to it. Dangling from the clamp is a little round bell. Another hard pinch on your right nipple, another bell. They jingle whenever you move. Jingle, jingle, jingle. The groom bends down to get something, and when he stands up, you can see he is holding a metal bit with lots of leather straps attached to it. He caresses your cheek, then taps his finger against your lips. That's the signal. Open your mouth. Good pony. Feel him slide the bit into your mouth, pulling your cheeks back firmly. Taste the cold metal bit on your tongue. Smell the leather straps as he wraps them around your cheeks and chin and buckles them at the back of your head. Your mouth is held open around the bit. Drool collects on your lower lip and dribbles down your chin, down to your chest. Drip, 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 down your tummy. Drip, 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 down your sex. I love to make you drool. Good pony, good, good pony. You're almost ready now. Feel the male slave slide the blinders onto your forehead. Look straight ahead, because that's all you can do. You cannot see on the right nor on the left, only straight ahead. Now feel two metallic clicks in your teeth as he attaches a leash to the bit in your mouth on the right and on the left. And now he begins to pull on the leash. You must follow, pony slave. Follow where he leads you. Follow. Walk forward. The special boots sound like horses' shoes as you walk. Clip, clop, clip, clop, clip, clop. The clamps and bells weigh your nipples down, tugging on them with every single move. Jingling. Follow pony. Out of the stall, out through the barn door. Clip, clop, out into the sunlight. Good pony. Now stop. Here. You find yourself next to other ponies outside the barn, pony boys and pony girls, all in a line, looking straight ahead. All you can see is what is directly in front of you, the forest in the distance, the plowed fields near the barn. Smell the pine trees and the freshly turned earth. The sun feels warm on your naked skin, but a gentle breeze stirs the air, cooling you. You turn your head to the left, and between the blinders you can see me, Miss Dominica, and another mistress. We are both dressed in tweed jackets, riding pants, and black, tall, shiny boots, carrying riding crops. You can see the two of us examining each pony slave one by one. Looking into their faces, inspecting the strength of their legs, gently caressing their cheeks, and talking quietly to them. Suddenly you feel a tug on the leash attached to your bit, forcing you to look straight forward. All you can see is the male slave that prepared you. You see him drop the leash and step backward, away from you, bowing, just as I step in front of you, your mistress, Miss Dominica. Oh, you feel overwhelmed by my presence. Hello, my pretty pony. Feel my hand caress your cheek. Look deeply into my eyes. Dominica's flashing green eyes. Your mind empties completely now. The world seems to drop away as you stare into my eyes. Losing yourself all over again, pony slave. Remember those words, pony slave. Yes, they bring you right back here. Feel your arms bound behind you, your feet in the special horseshoe boot, the clamps on your nipples, the metal bit in your mouth, drooling helplessly, mindlessly. Feel me tugging gently on the leash, pulling you toward me. Look deeply into my eyes, my pony slave. You need to listen to this MP3 again and again and again. Pony slave, staring into my eyes. Pony slave, obsessed with Dominica and only Dominica. You crave to be Dominica's pony slave, nobody else's. If anybody else says or types the words pony slave as a command, you simply ignore them. You want to get away from them. You run, run as fast as you can to Miss Dominica and beg me to be my pony slave and only mine. Good pony slave. Look deeply into my eyes and feel how much you need to run for me. You are my pony. Dominica's pony slave. Listen to this MP3 over and over and over again. You live it over and over and over again. Feel the pony in you come to life over and over and over again. You belong to me. You belong to Dominica. You must obey Dominica. You must obey Dominica. You must obey, Dominica. I select you as part of a team. One male pony and one female pony. Feel the groomed slave lead you forward by the leash and position you in front of my cart. Just to the left of the other pony slave, a harness is attached around your neck and shoulders and around your waist. The bit in your mouth is attached to a set of reins. No thoughts in your head. You only obey. A pony only obeys, only follows directions. If the reins pull your head to the left, you turn left. If the reins pull your head to the right, you turn right. And if the reins pull your head back, you slow down and you stop. And to get you moving forward, well, there's usually no need to explain to a pony, but I'm going to tell you anyways. Usually I just jerk the reins and yell, "Get up!" And maybe I'll snap a whip against your tight little ass. But today is special. We're going to have a race. Another Dommy and me. Yes, I have selected two of my best ponies, a male and a female. And she has selected another two, also a male and a female. Feel it as the groom slave attaches a cold, tight, metallic device to your sex. It's not going to feel so cold in a minute. This is a goad, an electrical stimulator. And when I press a button on a remote control, zap. It's going to deliver a strong electric shock to your sex. Oh, yes. Both of you, you and my other pony, each have one of these. And it is going to sting and excite you all the same. It's going to make you want to run as fast as you fucking can. So you can win the race. So you can win for Dominica. And now the special surprise. I have given the other Dommy the advantage. Yes, I know, it's hard to believe, isn't it? The zappers on her pony slaves are twice as strong as what you are going to feel. Why am I doing this? To prove a point. Not to her, but to you. I want to prove that you will try even harder for me, your owner, your Mistress Dominica. No other thoughts in your head. I pull right and you turn right. I pull left and you turn left. I pull back and you stop. And when I zap, you run. Run as fast as you can. Pony slave, pony slave. Run, pony slave, run. Feel me jerk the reins. You and the other pony begin to walk forward, pulling my cart. Feel the weight of my cart drag on the harness, on your shoulders and waist. Oh, it's so heavy. It feels like you're walking up a steep hill, but your legs are strong. That's part of why I chose you. You lean forward and push with your booted feet and feel the cart move behind you. Clip-clop, 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 jingle, jingle, jingle. I pull the reins to the left, and you turn to the left, walking forward, pulling my cart onto the road toward the starting line. I pull to the left, and you turn left, straightening out. I pull the reins back, whoa, and you stop. You can feel the other pony slave's body next to yours, bumping your right shoulder, tense Excited, ready to run, ready to obey Dominica. No thoughts enter your head, only obedience to Dominica. Only being part of my pony team, the metal attachment on your sex feels warm now. You're almost not certain it's still there. Your nipples ache in the clamps. So hard to think of anything. All you can think of is what you can see. And what you can see is the dirt road in front of you. Trees on the left and trees on the right. And in the distance, several slaves holding a yellow tape across the road. The finish line. You need to pull my cart across the finish line first, ahead of the other mistress's cart. Pony slave, you need to win this race for your mistress, Dominica. Off to one side where the blinders prevent you from seeing, you hear a slave shout, "On your mark, get set, go!" He drops the flag and you hear a shout from hundreds of other slaves and mistresses on the sides of the road where you cannot see. None of that matters. All that matters is the feel of the reins jerking behind your head, my voice shouting, "Get up!" And the feel of the goad. Zap! Yes! Oh, the pain in your sex. It is like fire. It is like a caress. But most importantly, it is your signal. Run, slave, run. Run, pony, run. You immediately begin to run. Clip-clop, clip-clop, clip-clop. Faster and faster. Zap! Faster. Zap! There is a burning between your legs. You feel like you've been impaled with hot skewers. Like a flaming dildo has been shoved up your ass. Like my sharp fingernails are scraping over your tender sex. Faster, faster, zap, faster. You can smell the dust from the road. Feel yourself dragging the weight of my cart behind you. Pull, pull, run. Jingle, jingle, jingle. Nipples tug, tug, tugging harder. That's it. Hear the crowd shouting. Hear the slave on your right panting. Horseshoes clip-clopping on the road. Bells jingling. Hear the other mistress's cart pulling past you on your left. Hooves pounding. Are you going to let her pass your beloved Miss Dominica? Zap! Like a flame against your sex. The pony slave on your right cries out. Faster! You need to run faster. Feel your legs pumping. Running. Clip-clop, 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 clip-clop. Jingle, jingle, jingle. Faster and faster and faster. Zap! You begin to pull ahead. You begin to pass the other cart. The tape at the finish line approaches closer and closer. And zap. And zzz. Run. Zzz. Run. Zzz. Pull. Zzz. Faster. Zzz. Faster. Run, pony slave. Run. Fast as you can. Faster and faster and faster and faster. And you feel the tape break across your chest. And that of the other pony slave. Whoa. Feel me pull back on the reins now. Pulling your head back. Whoa! Slow down. Slow the cart down. Slower. And stop. Bringing it all to a full stop. Both of you ponies are panting. Breathing so heavily. Sweating. Drool running down your chins. Nipples aching. Still looking straight ahead. All you can see is the road. All the other slaves are cheering. To either side of you. Did you win? Did you lose? All you know is that you obeyed. A pony obeys, mistress. You stand there in the harness, waiting patiently, mindlessly, waiting for my next command, waiting for the reins to tell you to move forward, turn right, turn left, stop. No thoughts of your own, only obedience, patient, mind quiet, mind obedient, pony slave, pony slave. You feel the reins go slack and hear the squeak of hinges as I open the door of my cart, the crunch of my boots on the ground as I walk forward on your left side, turn, and stand in front of you, facing you, and the pony slave on your right. You see me lift my hands and feel me trail a caress up and down your left cheek. You can't see it, but I'm also caressing the other pony's cheek. I gaze into your eyes, one pony and then the other, smiling at both of you. You have performed so well for your mistress. You won the race for me. And at my command, my girl pony gets a taste of Miss Dominica's sweet sugar, sugar, sugar. And my boy pony gets a throb, throb, throb in his aching cock. Such good ponies. I gesture, and my groom slave removes the goads from both of your sexes. Oh, it feels so good. Hard to believe how tight that was, huh? Now free of the metal device, you ache so badly to come. That's right, so horny. But there's nothing you can do about it. Hands behind you, harnesses and straps all over your body. That's it. So aroused and helpless. All you can do is obey, obey, obey. Obey, Dominica. Such good ponies. Oh, that felt so good. Like me stroking your cheek, your back, your thigh. Good ponies. I slide up on my special throne and sit with my legs spread open. One boot on one side and one boot on the other. And each one of my winning ponies is going to grasp a zipper with your teeth. That's it. Pull the boot zipper down, 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 down those shiny boots with such high stiletto heels. I want you to pull them down. I need a little cigarette break after all of that. Oh my goodness. That was just so much fun. I want you to pull them down. I want you to unzip my boot, slave, all the way down, down past my calf, down past my ankle, all the way down. Next to my instep. And then I want you to take your teeth and I want you to pull on the heel. I want you to pull that long, shiny, sexy boot right off of my foot. I want you to taste this stiletto heel in your mouth. You're going to have to suck on it or you're going to damage the boot heel. Don't use your teeth. Suck, suck, suck it. Suck the heel right off my foot. That's a good boy. That's a very good girl. And that's what good ponies get. They get to suck my boot heel. Now push up here. That's it. Pull my cart right in front of me so I can hop in. That's good. I'm going to sit right here in my little cart. And I want each of you to hang on to that boot heel in your mouth. And I want you to begin to take a nice proud gait now. All the people are cheering and cheering and cheering for you, the victors. I am the victor, and you are my beautiful pony slaves. That's it. March with your knees higher. Feel as I pull back on the reins, and then take a nice, quick swap with my crop. Get up. Giddy up. That's it. Knees high. That's it. Prance your beautiful little slave asses. Watch as the crowds cheer and cheer you. Such beautiful pony slave. A nice victory procession for Miss Dominica. All the way back to the barn. Rats it in your parade gate. Step, step, left, right. Taste my sugar. Feel my throb. With every high parade step you make. Such a well-trained pony. You're going to want to come back here again and again for more pony training, for other roles you can play, for deeper obedience as my slave. You're going to want to enter Dominica's realms over and over and over and over again. Such a well-trained pony. You're going to want to come back here again and again. For more of my pony training, for other roles you can play, for deeper obedience as my slave. You're going to want to enter Dominica's realm over and over and over and over again. Now, my pony, pull my cart, parade gate, knees high, clip-clop, clip-clop, sugar, throb. Clamps tug at your nipples, jingle, jingle, jingle. Nipples and sex ache so much. You crave to come, step, sugar, step, throb. Getting so close to orgasm, step, step. Sex dripping and aching, step. You just might come. And when you reach the barn, step, sugar, step, throb. So close, so very close, wide awake. Oh, that was so cruel. But I know you like it, don't you? Yes, you can't help yourself. You just can't help yourself. Come back again soon, my pretty pony slave. Come back again to Dominica's realm.